Slowly, Victor looked up while I tried to pull my hand free. Hawk held on for a moment and then let go. I clasped my hands together, my eyes wide behind my mask.
It's time to go back to your room, maiden.
I was in the process of escorting Penelope back to her room.
I know exactly what you were in the process of doing.
My mouth dropped open.
Doubtful.
That was the wrong thing to say. Victor stepped into Hawk's space, and while Hawk was an inch or two taller, they were eye to eye.
You think I don't know? It only takes one look at both of you to know.
One look at both of us? Blinking, I lifted my fingers to my lips that were still humming and felt puffy. My gaze flew to Hawk's mouth. His lips did look swollen. Hawk held his ground and Victor's stare, and I really had no idea what he could say.
Nothing happened, Victor.
Nothing? Boy, I may have been born at night, but I wasn't born last night.
Thanks for pointing out the obvious, but you're stepping way over the line.
I am. Do you understand what she is? Do you even understand what you could have caused if anyone other than I had come upon you two?
Victor!
I know exactly who she is, not what she is. Maybe you've forgotten that she's not just a damn inanimate object whose only purpose is to serve a kingdom, but I haven't.
Hawk!
Oh, yeah. That's rich coming from you. How do you see her, Hawk? Another notch in your bedpost.
Victor!
Is it because she's the ultimate challenge?
I get that you're protective of her. I understand that. But I'll tell you just one more time. You're way out of line.
And I'll promise you this. It'll be over my dead body before you spend another moment alone with her.
Hawk smiled then, one side of his lips curling up. There was no dimple. His features seemed to sharpen in the moonlight, creating shadows under his eyes and on his cheekbones.
She thinks of you as a father.
This sent a chill down my spine.
It would hurt her greatly if something unfortunate were to happen to you.
Is that a threat?
I'm just letting you know that is the only reason I'm not making your promise come true this very second. But you need to step back. If you don't, someone is going to get hurt, and that someone won't be me.